We are the mighty Clan of Darkness, fighting for Bundy's rights. We shall never slay them, or if we do, we'll never tell.
You gotta have faith, 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 that Bruce will guide the way. He says not to slay the bunnies, but most of us still do.
So Clan of Darkness has been busy this week. We have been having...
We had a good week.
Fun, yes. And I put in the show notes, first thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, we reach level 5 where we contribute, and the contribution doesn't just come from quests, from killing mobs and looting mobs, but you get gold from completing the guild. They're not achievements, they're guild...
The dungeon and raiding challenges?
Challenges, guild challenges, yep. So for last week, we got 1,000... 19 gold, 22 silver, 69 copper from the guild perk cash flow.
Now, so where do you see gold?
The third line.
Got it.
The second line.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? So thank you, everybody, and Clan of Darkness.
That's really sick. I mean, we were talking when it first came around that we might be getting 40, 50, you know, 70 gold, you know, a week. To get 1,000 gold is...
Amazing. Yeah, yeah. So thank you, everybody, especially in my own dreams and everybody that has worked hard on doing the guild challenges. And we really appreciate it.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, it'll show up in the show notes. Sorry, chat room. Maybe we can go ahead and post it as a... Well, next week we'll do that. We'll publish it as a web page and then have them be able to see it. The next thing we did was...
I see Banksy withdrew 250 gold.
I put it back.
Yeah, I know you did.
It's 'cause I'll tell you what it is. It's weird because I've never really been in a proper guild.
Right.
Where I've had, you know, I've always had my own guild. My main cat's always been in the guild. You know, before guild... leveling, it was not necessary to be in a guild as far as I was concerned, because I was multi-boxing all the time.
Right.
So when I wanted to take money out, I would just go to my guild, take the money out, and, you know, give it to whichever alt needed it.
Right.
But I, you know, when I, because I, up until the last few days, I hadn't the facility to multi-box really. I'm unfortunately using the Clan of Darkness bank as if it were my own, but putting it back rather than just leaving it out. So.
Yeah,
so you may see the odd withdrawal and submission.
Well, we trust you, or we would have revoked your access.
Right.
I saw it when it happened. I had a little alert goes off on my cell phone. Jeffy withdrew 27 gold for repairs.
We hope we don't offend anybody or see what you've done.
Thank you, Jasper.
Now you set him up.
Jeppy put the money back. He did.
He did, really. Sick him.
Jasper, it's okay. Sorry. He put the money back. Okay. I hope we don't offend or embarrass anybody by showing who withdrew and who, well, other than Jeppy, and who
You're planning to embarrass me.
Actually, I just wanted to point out, more people can use the guild bank for repairs.
Yes.
Yeah, so don't feel bad. You've earned it, so you get to use it. Rocks your wood world.
You better stop and start that one.
Rocks your wood.
Mm.
Now, come on, that needs to be somebody's name.
has deposited several donations over 100 gold, so thank you.
Yeah, there's loads of people depositing there. Yeah. Only one person withdrawing. I wonder who. Oh, it's me.
Oh, that's you. Yeah. And we completed, well, I guess we started at the bottom, right? And we did Naxxramas. We killed Grand Widow Ferlina. Thank you for In My Own Dreams for organizing that. That was really great. We did We earned the achievement. Everybody in the group earned the achievement.
I just say that it was Clay Pigeon who organized that.
Was it?
My own James was on vacation.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's always there in my heart, in my dreams. And we killed Maxna.
And Anubrakan.
Wow.
No, that's below Ferlina.
Okay. We killed Anubrakan.
Yeah. And Jeppy killed Mr. Bigglesworth.
No, everybody was sort of saying, "Oh, should we kill him? Should we kill him?" I thought we might as well get it over and done with, and did it. So, yeah.
And that's an activity, not an achievement. And then we did patchwork, which we want to give kudos to Varishna for the excellent tanking. And White.
When we say we, you mean you? I don't mind. Yeah. I don't think he was up to snuff, to be honest.
Well, I think White did the Oozling. Oh no, that was me, Auric. I got the Oozlings. So it was really fun, and it was nice doing a.
It was funny how it suddenly went up a level, didn't it? We were kind of not steamrolling by any stretch. We had to focus on what we're doing, and there was a certain element of strategy and mechanics that we had to work our way through, which fantastically pointed out to us by both Clay Pigeon and Zebestus.
Zebestus, yes. We do want to thank Zebestus. His knowledge and wisdom in his old age has really helped us.
He's a wise old soul.
He is. He's
very in a young man's body.
We felt kind of, we were kind of laughing and having fun, and we thought we were being too frivolous for him, but you know how it is when you're.
Took it on the chin, didn't he?
He did.
Another one who probably turns off the mic and screams into his pillow, but still.
No, I think the best thing is that he's just kind of like the straight man, because he, at the end, there was a joke that he made that was one of the jokes that we had been repeating out loud, and he did it in the guild chat. So it was obvious that he did think we were being funny. He was just, getting the info out there. And quite frankly, if he hadn't been, we wouldn't have been able to get through what we got through.
In my own dream, since she was sad that she couldn't be there.
Well, there's good news for you.
Clay Pigeon joined us. Hi, Clay Pigeon.
He's been here for a little while.
I just noticed.
What's the good news about Nax?
Somebody said there's good news about Nax.
The good news about Nax is we're running it again on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We are. And hopefully we'll do a little bit better.
We certainly, that's what I was saying, that the level of difficulty increased. Certainly took a leap when we moved into that, what was the area who we were trying to get, Globulus? No, we did Globulus, didn't we?
Yeah. Well,
The dog,
yeah. That was hard.
What was that dog called?
But I think we just have to learn the mechanics and we'll get it down.
It was those zombies. That is a vicious mechanic where all of a sudden you cannot heal your tank if it goes over a certain number of
That was the biggest problem. Zebestes was telling us that that particular fight takes at least two tanks so that they can switch off and allow the debuff to cycle away, and we didn't have two tanks, so
maybe next time.
So hopefully Sunday.
I had a tank. I had April.
But I think he was like right, said, as much as it's not an easy thing tanks. To multi-box.
because you can't do it with just one tank. So
So
we either need two good tanks or at least one good one.
And the next thing that we want to talk about.
The way you just pause and move on.
Yeah. Nothing to see. So can you give a guild report? Where are we? What level?
We are at this point at 40%. Are 40% toward level 7. We've done only 3% of our daily today, but it's only 9:30 in the morning, and it's already been 3%.
Right.
So I've been seeing numbers as high as like almost 49. Percent
of the daily
of the
camp.
Daily and and I think that's pretty amazing considering that the amount of XP that you need to get to each next rank rises slightly, every percent is worth slightly more every level that you go up. So to do 49% now is a lot more than 49% would have been between level 1 and 2.
And just to get us motivated, the next perk is...
Reinforce, which is not motivating. So let's focus on the next one.
Well, let's tell them what it is.
What's reinforce?
Reinforce, when you die, you take 10% less durability loss. So it'll save you money.
My repair bills?
It'll save you money, yes. But...
It'll save you money because I keep taking it out of the guild bank.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Wow. But the next perk is Hasty Hearth.
Yeah, 15-minute cooldown.
That is fantastic.
On your hearth. Yeah. And that'll be great.
Imagine that with Wrath.
I know. You can hearth and summon and hearth and summon. Yeah, that's excellent. Okay, and can you check the critter report?
I can.
38826.
38826.
Wow, so we're barreling down on 10,000 to go almost. A little bit more. Right?
I have to say, I went over to the famous Bug Cave. And I don't think a hunter's the thing to take over to the Bug Cave. Because, although I did have a few bombs.
You can use your traps.
They won't trap, because they're critters.
No, they won't. Yeah. But it's funny, because the snakes will in Gundrak. But the bugs in the cave won't. Yeah, I found that out. They won't. The snakes will.
It's been suggested that I go to Gilnias, obviously. Outside the phasing of it, there's these sheep farms.
No.
Oh, come on, sheep.
They're
eat
cute.
Sheep.
Baby lambs. I mean, lambs. So what we need to do is try the
not,
thing.
They're with, wolves in sheep clothing.
What we need to do is try the thing with somebody recommended that we be in a raid.
It sounds almost like cheating.
Yeah.
I think it's been fixed.
Oh, okay.
I think it was where everybody would get the kill for a critter.
Right.
But I think that's been fixed. I'm sure, looking on Wowhead, it looks like it's been fixed, and then somebody says, oh, no, it hasn't, and you know the way it goes. But
yeah.
I guess there's no reason why we couldn't try it. Although saying that, we did kill critters when we were in the raid group in Next Realm, so we only got one per kill. So.
Yeah, that's true. So it's probably been fixed. All right. Mm. Okay, so we can go into emails. And our first email is from the wonderful and awesome Clay Pigeon. Hey, Car Crew. Clay Pigeon here with my latest WoW update. So far this week, I've gotten my DK to level 71.
Wait. You skipped
what?
Some of the biggest stuff.
Okay. Should I pause? And
No. Let's go. We'll go back to
oh, we did. I'm so sorry.
We made quick work of him. We killed Patchwork in 3 minutes or less.
Yeah.
We completed the Arachnid Quarter in that raid. And we had less success in the other quarters, but that's why we're finishing up this Sunday. But we had the guild auction.
Oh, I totally forgot.
How could you forget the highlight of the week?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
FOMO.
In my own... Oh, Mike's Willow
donated
a
McKenna hug. Yep.
And in my own dreams, donated a ton of Alliance pets, which were great. Vrishna donated some pets, including the Enchanted Broom.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some mechanics.
And Jeppy donated nothing, which is why he got nothing.
I donated my time.
Yes.
Somebody says on the podcast, I've got nothing but time. That doesn't really
count. I've got nothing but time. That's why I can donate it so easily.
Yeah. And it was a great auction. If you went to Winterhoof.
It wasn't really an auction, was it? It was more of a lottery.
Lottery. I'm sorry. It was a great lottery. Yeah. Oh, did I say auction?
Although lots of the pets that people won did go on to the auction house.
No, they did not. They did not.
I think Mo was really annoyed because everybody said, do them over. And I'm sure he was looking to put it on the auction house.
There's actually a funny little story behind how we did the lottery.
I know how you did it. You took my number out.
We didn't know what your number was.
We didn't know what anybody's number was.
Yeah, we didn't. We knew that we had 60 tickets. And so what I did was I actually made a little on the computer, actually on what's it called?
Posties.
Stickies, yeah. I wrote each 1 through 60 down. And the first roll we did, and we didn't tell anybody this, the first roll we did was for the Mechanohog because we wanted everyone who had a ticket to have a chance at getting the mechanical hop.
Right, instead of just being the last persons who didn't win anything.
Right, because that would mean that, you know, somebody who won a blue moth egg would have been taken out of the running for winning the mechanical hog, and that wasn't fair. The prize was...
So the ticket could win twice?
No.
Once so it would still be the same effect if you did it regardless of...
What's that?
First or, If only the ticket that won the blue moth would... Oh, I see what you mean. Everybody's ticket would be in for the mechanical hog.
Right.
And then... Oh, yeah.
Right, because if we did it the other way around, then the people who won the lesser prizes would never have even been in the running for the mechanical hog, and that wasn't fair. So we didn't tell anybody what we were doing, but we picked number 30. Well, we did everything in-game. We did slash roll space 60, and the first number that came up was 33. And we put that off to the side, knowing that that was the winner of the mechanical hog. We didn't know who had 33, but we knew that the number 33 had won. And then we successively rolled for each of the prizes. And as a number one, we took that number off of the list, and then we did the random roll again. And if a number came up that had already been picked, we just rolled again. So it was.
I had visions of a hat and bits of paper.
No, that would have been too like real worldish. We wanted it was virtual. It was all virtual, all digital. But what was funny was when we got down toward the end, our winner. Who was?
Mo Halen,
right? And
unbeknownst to him,
Mo started shouting out his number. Pick 33! Pick me! Pick 33! And of course, Prilly and I looked at each other and were like, oh my God, Mo won the mechanical hog. And we couldn't tell him yet. You know, because...
During the whole process, he hadn't checked his number. He said, oh, I better go and check my number. And he hadn't checked it. And it was quite, probably about 20 numbers in before he went and checked it, and then he started shouting about it.
So it was one of those ironic
things. Weirdest one, because he's the only one I think that actually mentioned his number,
right? And yeah. He's the one who won. You know, but
according to Jesse Ventura, there's a big conspiracy behind it.
I'm sure there is. But it was funny when he shouted out his number. Aprilia and I didn't know what to say. We're like, oh my God, what do we do? He won. You know. So congratulations, Mo. Thank you, Mike Willow. Thank you in my own dreams. I hope everybody had a good
truly
time.
Truly magnificent.
And
prize.
I just want to...
I think regardless of what else comes along mount-wise, you know, even those of us who are blessed with several rockets and the ringed guardian, that mechanohog still has a lot of kudos. Doesn't it? It just feels like a significant piece of kit.
You know, and one of the things that's really great about it is how it converts. You know,
sure, yeah,
when you don't have a rider, it's just the motorcycle. And when you do, the sidecar, you know, folds out, appears, however you want to, you know. But that's kind of neat that it isn't always the two-seater. It's, you know, the rocket always has two seats. If nobody's in the back seat, it looks empty. The mechanical hog, when you're on it by yourself, looks great.
Do you not use the dummy in the back seat so you can get into the two passengers lane?
The HOV lane.
So if you... Excuse me. If you went to Winterhoof and got a lottery ticket, email the lottery ticket. I mean, in-game, mail the lottery ticket to K-Pearl, and I will and name the tune on Earthen Ring that you want to get the pet, and on my tune by that's B-I-I on.
So why is M-I-I me?
No.
And B-I-I, bye.
It's M-I.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go.
Two eyes.
Okay.
Yes.
I explained that in this, my bad.
Yeah, I sit corrected.
And she'll send it to you on Earthen Ring. If you're on Earthen Ring, game in mail your lottery tickets to buy. If you are worried about...
That's B-I-I.
Yeah, B-I-I. She's in the We Live to Serve Guild, so just check that and make sure you're sending it to her. And I'll send you the pet.
Or, no funny letters there. That's just about about exactly as it is. Yeah.
Right.
I'm surprised you got me. That must have been a coup.
Yeah, it was.
A two-letter name.
Yeah, it was probably one of the last ones because I was trying two letters combinations. Or if you see April on or any of the Perlian's tune, just whisper me and I'll get on by. She's in Dalaran. Okay, and thanks everybody. That was fun.
It was great as well afterwards when we all went. Actually, I think he was originally going to come to Dalaran, and then Vishnu said, oh no, stay in Ogremar. So we went to Ogremar.
I thought the prize merited us coming
delivery.
To him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The delivery, right? And you're
and
right.
We both
I know
got
what
a little
you're going to say.
Didn't we?
Everybody showed up with their mount, the Winged Guardian. Right?
It's like a Winged Guardian zoo.
It was great. And then Mo tried to kill you.
Mm. He did.
He kill you?
He didn't kill me, but I was taking significant. That's where that freaking repair bill comes from. Because he was taking me onto the highest parts of Ogremar and chucking the bike off.
That's what it's there for.
That's what it's great for.
I mean, what good is it, you know, a two-person mount if you can't do damage to the passenger?
Yep.
Exactly. That was very good. You know, I want to thank you as well as those people that donated for organizing it, because it's I love those sort of guild events, really bring us all together.
Yeah, it was fun. We'll have to do something in game group wise next time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll think of something fun to do.
I heard that there's an engineer within the guild that suddenly got the McKenna-Hog recipe.
I do. All I need are the mats, and I can make it. And the neatest thing is now that it's Kata, I actually get skill points, because before you were doing it at max, so there wasn't really any justification for making it. So maybe I'll level the next few levels with making mechano hogs only. So I think we should have a Clan of Darkness ball where everybody shows up in fancy dress.
In game.
Okay. Yeah.
Just checking.
No, we'll do a video. Okay, from Clay Pigeon. Hi, Clay Pigeon. He's still in the chat room. Did we lose him yet? Oh, am I on James? Are you back?
She is. She came back, and I think she's still right here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So you're explaining the maths of the 10% durability difference.
She's very smart.
I know.
She should be a teacher. Oh, wait. Oh,
very, very smart. It's kind of intimidating, to be honest.
I know.
Yes.
I want to always make sure I'm conjugating my verbs properly when I'm around her.
Yeah, especially using the saying the word conjugating. Oh, well.
So, Clay Pigeon, my week in WoW. Hey, Carcrew, Clay Pigeon here with my latest WoW update. So far this week, I've gotten my DK to level 71. I am hoping to gain at least a couple more levels, so if we do battlegrounds, I cannot feel so weak. Also, the higher my level, the more I can mine and pick herbs for gold. Right now, I'm spending a lot of time in Sholazar Basin gathering herbs and nodes and running away from mobs who are a lot higher in level than me. Not so fun, but worth the goal. All my Warlock Greylas, who was in the Nostradamus run.
Next Ramus.
Nostradamus. You predicted that, didn't he?
Yeah. I've been able to run heroics with guild members, which has been a lot of fun. I was also able to do a part of Karazhan. And finish Meg Faradon with the guild, which was also a blast. Finally, we got to run Naxx with a bunch of level 80s plus tunes. I found it a lot of fun considering I never finished it, and really wanted to actually see the content. Just don't tell Aprilian it was a raid.
Trade.
Trade.
Said trade.
But in all seriousness, I thought we did well. We cleared the Arachnid quarters, our only hang-up being half the group being stuck on the wrong side of the door when the fight started.
That was pretty funny.
That's right.
And my fault.
That seems to be a bit of a theme with you, Krishna.
Yes,
He rushes in where others
fear to tread. Yeah.
Rushes in and starts attacking the boss.
We all had a lot.
Isn't that my job? Yeah. It's the healer's fault.
Yeah. The healer should have gotten through the door. Oh, wait, was that me? Oh, no, that was the bestie. Isn't that what really matters? We also ran part of the plague quarters and got an achievement in there as well. Other than that, not much has been going on, although I found out that a new WoW movie is coming out. I have attached the audio trailer to this email. Enjoy, Clay Pigeon, Clan of Darkness, Earthrain.
Okay.
So let's listen to that.
all across Azeroth, everybody knows the great and powerful Bunny Protector and his Guild of Knights. But when the moon is full and the fog billows into Orgrimmar, an ancient evil takes control. The bunny's screams echo throughout the land.
Look at the bones.
An honorable paladin is on his trail. But to track him down, he'll have to match wits with the darkest of minds.
He's pesty adverse, the nacelle. I'll be watching you to find.
Some realm, those bunnies are really dying.
He keeps them alive for 3 days, then he skins them and dumps them.
We are talking to the person that won't kill digital bunnies. Foxes eat the rabbits. Rabbits very rarely eat the foxes. Except for those mega nasty rabbits that live in the sewers.
Do you spook easily, homie Varishna?
And I fall asleep to the screaming of the bunnies and the piglets. Does it wake you up, Clarice? The screaming of the bunnies.
He's a monster! A real psychopath! So rare to get one alive, I say!
He's got real physical strength, cautious, impulsive, and he'll never stop.
Can the great and powerful leader stop the silencing of the bunnies?
Wake up to the screaming of the bunnies.
Slaughtered!
Oh my goodness. I don't know if I could go see that movie.
So scary. That is fantastic.
Oh, Clay Pigeon, you are awesome.
Very, very good.
That was fantastic. Is it rated X?
I think it would have to be.
Please, don't let your children see this movie.
Hello, Clarice.
Many, many thousands of bunnies were killed in the making of this
film. This film, yeah. Whoa.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Clay. It's
thank you, Clay.
Hysterical.
That was awesome.
All right. Next email.
And you can read that.
Really? Okay. Hi, all.
It's from Quisp.
From Quisp. Hi, Call Crew. Quisp. So I've answered the Winterhoof call and created a word in DK by Tekka.
Baitcha.
Pronounced Baitcha.
Baitcha.
And joined the Control Alt WoW Guild. So far, I've had the pleasure of running some randoms with two guildies, Toto and Migstol. Both times the runs were successful, and we were able to get the guild bonus XP for the guild challenges.
Cool.
I'm interested in trying to tank with my Death Knight and will be willing to give it a go, but so far, we haven't had any guildy healers to run with. I am leveling up some pallies on Winterhoof, so you know I'll be able to heal soon. Let's see. Actually, I don't know what level you guys are. I'm level. I forget what I am over there. It must be in the 40s.
Yeah.
40s, close to 50. So anyway, I may have to just give it a shot in a random and see how I do. But I was hoping to have a guildy healer who might be a little more forgiving as I am learning the ropes of DK tanking. I would love to see knights designated as guild run knights for Kaw or for COD, so that on certain days of the week, if you are looking to run something, you could log on to the respective realm and you know, for a guild run. It's not a bad idea. I don't know what knights we would do or could do. I think that everybody has very different schedules, but we can try and work something out. I think that would be fun. Also, I might suggest putting the guild website link on the Kaw podcast site, or more importantly, in the guild info tab in both guilds. I don't remember what the address is to it, and I couldn't find it last night. It actually is in the message of the day on COD. So you can always find the message of the day by clicking...
No, that's the guild website. He's talking about the podcast website.
Oh.
Isn't he?
No, yeah, idea
he said
what
the guild website link.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah, so you can just on Earthen
oh,
Ring.
Oh, on the pod site. Yeah, he did. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Okay. So, thanks and have fun. Bite ya and Tuft on Winterhoof. Shamu, Dried, and Quisp on Earthen Ring.
All right, I'll have K-Pro put the link on the on the
ShamWow. Cool.
On the control lot. Wow. We don't put it on the guild on the podcast website because it's only for guildies. Sorry, but of course anybody with any smart can find it. Okay, so next.
Why would you listen and not be in the guild website?
That's true.
In the guild. Yeah.
Yes. So our next email is podcast submission for a guild invite. Hey, car crew. I finally decided to get off my butt and write in. First of all, a little about myself. I'm Jewin's fan on Twitter, and I've talked about many of you using that method. I've talked to many of you using Twitter. I've found you all to be very friendly and welcoming to me, and I decided to make a tune on Earth and Wing to play with you all. I am married with one kid, and we all play, well, sort of. My wife has not played for food. My wife has not played for
English is your first language, isn't it?
All my kid really does is level my fishing and go around killing critters. Oh, how awesome. Informed him that he cannot kill any cute critters anymore. So he says as long as he can kill snakes, he's okay with it.
Excellent.
He's 7 years old. He obviously goes to the Jeppy school of parenting.
Furry snakes. Yeah. It's fine.
I have been playing WoW since just before BC came out. I have had up to 3 active accounts in the past, but really only play one at the moment. I have 3 level 85s, Rogue, Resto Shaman, and Prot Holy Pally on this account, as well as several various level alts. On my second account, I have 6 level 85s, but do not have that account active anymore. My third account really doesn't have anything special on it, as it's only a vanilla copy. I have raided in BC and Wrath of the Lich King, so I have some experience in that, but only have gotten up to farming heroics currently, as I have gotten burnt out being the GM of a guild. That can be hard. I play WoW now, so to have a good time. I don't need a second job anymore. I've been GM of several guilds, so it will be nice to just play the game once more and not have to deal with the other stuff a GM is responsible for. Yeah, I think all of you out there listening, have you hugged your GM today? I think you should really appreciate the work that a GM does. That's a guild master. I've been listening to the podcast for about 5 months now since I got an iPod Touch, and once I heard an episode, I went back and listened to them all.
Wow.
I get to listen to podcasts at work all day, so I listen to as many of them. I think I have every one that have been talked about on the show as an iTunes subscription. I did put a toy on Coon on Winterhoof, Car on Winterhoof.
What?
Try it again. It's okay.
But then not play him a lot. Nevik actually invited me and told me he was doing the Overlords. This was back at episode 2, so that tells you how long I've been listening to the podcast.
Wow.
And that can be found at the Overlords podcast, theoverlords.com, which is an excellent podcast.
Mm. Drunken Lore.
I think my cartoon's name is You Pull, You Kill. Not sure. It must be a tank. Basically, all I've been doing in game is playing the AH, trying to make some gold by doing the Obsidian Shuffle and buying low-priced items and flipping them. I transferred a 69 mage to Earth and Ring because I don't like the idea of starting out fresh. The only problem was when I transferred him, I forgot to bring gold, so I'm working the AH to get some. I've leveled up to 72 the past couple of days. Oh, that's pretty good. So he's ready for Kara or BC stuff if you need a mage. Keep up the good work, and sorry for the rambling so long. Nope, we love rambling. This is certainly not an Al Jeppy size email. Jeppy's grown. He can actually do 3 paragraphs now.
Yeah, as long as they're big words.
Yeah. First, I have a question for you about the bunny killing criteria. If I were to do and you beat me, would you have to G-kick yourself? Oh.
Because
his mage is named Peter Rabbit.
Oh, that's an excellent question.
Yeah. Signed Peter Rabbit, 72 mage, and Kobe Beef, level 12 pally. Yeah, I like the Kobe Beef. Thank you, Peter Rabbit and Kobe Beef. We finally got you in last night, and we enjoy having you in. And the next one?
Okay, email for episode 219. Hello, Caw Crew. This is Loquin. I am writing to bring you, I'm writing in to bring up four things. A question, a known bug, a thank you, and a notice. First, the question. As many of us recently did, I bought myself the Wind Guardian and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Mm-hmm. I play a lot of Tauren, and that means that at the risk of looking silly, I have to choose mounts based on how well they scale to the character. So I love the Mammoth mounts and now the Winged Guardian. I have noticed some people, however, are selling possibly legitimate codes for gold. The question is...
Do the question.
No, no, go ahead.
No, do the question.
Okay, the question is about the in-game sale of this mount or other in-game items with real-life monetary values. I wouldn't do it. But what do you all think about paying gold for the codes for these items? Better yet, what do you think Blizzard thinks about this?
Blizzard will ban you.
Yeah.
It's against terms and conditions to take an out of game paid for item and sell it in game. The only change that rule is if you have to have a TCG card and you sell it via the auction house.
Sorry, the only.
The TCG card mounts like the X51 and the Big Bear and stuff like that, you can get on the game cards, trading game cards, and they can be sold in the auction house. But really, I think technically you're not even supposed to sell those in trade. You're supposed to sell them via the auction house. And also, this is a scam in a lot of occasions. The Winged Guardians have been bought with stolen credit cards. And what will happen is that the credit card will be shown as stolen. The item will be removed from your bag or from your person, and you will likely get banned from the game for breaking the terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. So, seems like a bad idea, really. Anything that involves you buying something in-game that was purchased outside a game will break the terms and conditions of business.
Plus, you don't know if it's a real code. So you could give up the gold and end up with no money.
Well, they do. They will try and seduce you by saying that they will not give you, you know, you'll be able to get the code before you pay the gold because it's not their money. Mm-hmm. And if they do get, if the occasional wily player decides that, well, they're not going to give you the gold or it's cash on delivery and that type of thing.
They still haven't paid for it.
They never paid for it anyway, so it's no skin of their nose. And if they do that across route, it's a definite scam. I'm not saying that there might not be a few people out there who are trying to do it properly, but they're still breaking the terms and conditions. You will still get in trouble if Blizzard notice it. And why run that risk of losing your account over an amount that you could buy yourself for $25?
Yeah, because you can't even claim ignorance, right? You can't even claim, well, I didn't know it was illegal to buy it. Even though they've broken the terms, you've also broken the terms by buying it, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay. So I think the answer to your question is we don't like it, Blizzard doesn't like it, and, you know, you shouldn't really risk it. It seems like a lot to risk, with consequences that are pretty grim. So, okay. So second, the known bug. As far as I can tell, there are some escort quest NPCs that become attached to players after the quest is turned in. I came across this with for Dita in Borean Tundra called, I'm going to hack this up, but Kunok Will Know, where you escort the orphan mammoth calf to the giant mammoth down the road. After finishing the quest and many others, I logged out and back in, only to find that the little calf spawned right beside me.
Aww.
It followed me for about 5 to 10 minutes and then let out a trumpet sound and keeled over dead. It was tragic. Aww. This happened every time I logged in or teleported anywhere for days. I took that cute little bugger to countless pugs, Dalaran, Orgrimmar, and all across southern Northrend. If anyone else gets this bug, you just have to summon any companion pet and poof, no more bugs. So let me comment on this. Because we've noticed that pets now stay with you. When you summon your own companion pet, you log off, log back on, the last companion pet you have appears with you.
Right.
So...
And that became an issue.
With that being said, this quest must attach the calf to you
like
in a way that the game sees it as an in-game companion pet,
and
so it keeps must respawning.
Flag some tick some box or something.
Yeah.
What's that?
It ticks some. It must tick some box.
Some
and what you're doing is you're going through the timer that you would have had to go through on the quest. You've only got a certain amount of time.
And then if you don't return the calf to the big one, it dies because
dead.
You fail the quest.
Oh my
right?
goodness! Oh, talk about traumatic.
That happened with me with the, I think I talked about it last week though, the guild page.
Mm.
And the worst thing was that the guild page has an 8-hour timer.
Oh, right. So you were losing the
ability
use
to
of
call
it.
Him because he would be called when I logged in and then I wouldn't be able to call him again for 8. So keep going.
Oh, that's annoying, yeah.
So that's probably why that works, right? Is just to summon
another
pet.
Yeah.
And shouldn't have to, but that's the way it is. Okay. So the thank you mentioned earlier in this wall of text goes out to the whole guild for being awesome. In particular, it goes out to Mike Willow for his mechanical contribution to the guild. Congratulations to Mo. I know he loves the hog, since I think he tried to kill Vrishna and Jeppy in the sidecar immediately upon getting it. It's true. I actually got the first ride, and he went and was jumping off cliffs as well. So, thanks for the thank you. And the notice is about my wonderful girlfriend. Her name is Kat. Mine is Sean, by the way. And she is moving in with me in a couple of weeks. Congratulations. Which I am very excited about. I mean, he is very, not me. I'm not very.
I'm kind of excited about
anyway,
it.
Okay. The only downside is that I might see a slight decline in WoW time. That's until you get her hooked. The good news is that she has decided to give WoW a shot sometime. There you go. So you can get her hooked. Also, can I get a shout out to my brother Ryan, who has played almost every class, if not all, to 85. He needs encouragement to come over to Earthen Ring. Ryan, write a letter, come on over to Earthen Ring, play with your brother, play with us, it'll be fun. For the Horde, Loquim, 75 Torn Pal in Clan of Darkness. Also, I attached 2 screenshots, the calf with Garrosh and Motorcycle Mo. Oh, I'm glad somebody got a shot of that.
Yeah, it's nice.
All right. So thanks, Loquim.
Yeah. And Jeppy, the next one? Oh, wait, no. I got the next one.
Really? I can do it.
Well, can I read the intro?
Sure.
Mo Motorcycle.
Who's it from?
It's from Mo.
So Clan of Darkness has hijacked Mo Moments for the day.
Yeah. Hello! Exclamation mark. Hope everyone is well, as I have worn out my motorcycle tires. Thank you to Mike Willow and Vrishna and Aprilian and everyone. I really cannot believe I won the raffle for the Mohog. I mean, the Mechanohog in the ER Guild raffle. So cool. The coolest thing I have in game, of course. Out of game, I think I have a few other cool things. Smiley face. He was completely stunned, wasn't he? Quite a few times in chat he was saying, are you sure? You're joking. You're kidding. Couldn't believe it, could he?
I did tease him. I don't know if you saw.
I felt really upset by the tease. Having had my own share teasing that evening, I wasn't really up for it, to be honest. I will for a second come back down from Cloud Motorcycle, or Cloud 9 as they say, that I have been on, to tell you about my game time the last few weeks. On my Druid Morphin, I was able to get to Revered with the fine guild of Clan of Darkness, and also Exalted with Orgrimmar. I'm not sure how many Exalted reps I have on him, but I know I have plenty to go to get the 25 achievement. That's a tough achievement, I think. I've been trying to keep up dailies on many of my characters, cooking and fishing at least. They are pretty easy and good XP in the level 80s. My druid is almost heroic ready, wow, and hope I can run a few more dungeons with the guild so we can soon run a heroic here and there. I'd love that. I'm still enjoying playing on as many characters as possible, so it makes it hard to gear up. I saw that we have a guild next run coming up. I hope to bring 1 to 2 of my characters. I'm just not sure what we are doing this weekend. It should be fun, and I look forward in doing other dungeons. I know it will be nice to get the 3 million rep for a guild run, but I think we should do other runs when we have enough people or at level or not. It's fun to go to older dungeons or raids at level 85 or 80. It certainly is, isn't it? We've enjoyed
it.
It
is, and,
well,
and to get the achievement and to say we did it.
Yeah. For my Shaman and Pally combo, Mushaman and Moly Poly, it has been harder and harder for me to jewel box. I'm not sure if it is an operator error on my part or the graphics drains or a combination, and it has been hard to jewel box instances with them too. If I keep having issues, I may have to do the unthinkable and play them by themselves. I was able to briefly log into Winterhoof server a few times, but I have to say, and don't say anything to Nevik, as he may be hurt from the inside, for the years I have played Horde. Dun, 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 I'm just used to the Horde side, cities and everything Horde. I'm having such a hard time in that stinking city of Stormwind. I mean, what kind of a name is it anyway? Stormwind? It sounds like something I shall not say. Something related to the wind? Well, you can imagine. I was jewel boxing a druid and Pally, and the follower kept getting stuck around corners. It was so frustrating. Yeah. And I found that in Rage. I did Rage Chasm with Stumble on Follow, and I kept getting stuck and stuff. He almost went off the side into the lava. It's horrible. It was so frustrating. I was having such a hard time finding things, places, trainers, and getting to them was hard too.
You know, you can leave Stumble somewhere and go and bring everybody to her.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, but I wanted to explore as well.
Okay.
It's not her, it's him. It does not help when both characters cannot fly in Kalimdor, so maybe when they can fly, it will be better. I will have to check my raffle tickets on the Alliance side too. Never know. Lightning may strike twice. Sadly, there's only one McKenna Hoggles now. On my lonely priest on Feathermoon, Mohil, from time to time I do the cooking and fishing dailies, but this week I did a few heroics with some old guildies. It was fun, nerve-wracking, nervous, good time, all in one. It has been a few months, and I think since I have healed on him, especially heroics... It has been a few months, I think, since I have healed on him, especially heroics. We were able to get 3 done in one night, and we'll try to get some done each week if we are all available. So much to do, so little time. Always the case with WoW. I still cannot believe I have a virtual motorcycle, as I know I will not have one in real life. Thank you again so much. And as they say in Wayne's World, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy.
Actually, it's more like, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy.
Thank you as always, and for the Mike Willow.
Yes.
Mo Halen.
Congratulations, Mo. And,
yeah.
And
yeah, well deserved.
Yeah, it was great.
Mo has been a contributor to the show for, it seems like, forever.
Thank you, everybody in the chat room. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Iceflow, Reltar, and My Own Dreams. And we'll be back next week. This is Aprilian for the Horde.
This is Ashayo for the Digging.
This is Jeppy for the Exposure.
And this is Rishna for the Evil Wabbits.
Thank you for listening to Control Alt WoW. You can find us at controlaltwoww.com, which forwards to controlaltwoww.blogspot.com. There you'll find links to things covered in the show, our photos, and other information. You can write us at controlaltwoww@gmail.com. That's controlaltwoww@gmail.com. Please review us on iTunes. As you can tell, we love a good review. Also, we invite you to listen to these fine podcasts. Bind on Equip at bindonequip.com. The Addicted Podcast at theaddictedcast.com. Ladies of Leet at ladiesofleet.com. And you can find links to other quality podcasts on our website like The Molson Minute, Postcards from the Old World, The Liquid WoW Show, and Citizen Azeroth. All are available on iTunes. Please visit us on the Winterhoof server and join the Control Alt WoW Guild by joining /CAW and ask for an invite. There you'll find Nevik, Eladar, or Matterhorn. Once again, thank you for listening. Have fun, and remember, folks, it is a game.
May the gates of Quel'Thalas be open to you. Always.
May our paths cross again.
Catch you later.
Al-Dir Shalah.
Go in peace.